something to say?
Follow us on Twitter
at TNT Radio Empire
and tweet back. You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick's with Greg Morton this weekend, the Funny Bone, funnyboneomaha.com. Yes. Greg will be here Thursday morning and then also Sunday at the Zoo Bar in Lincoln.
Yes.
All right. Performing, by the way, not just having beers.
Yeah, but, we'll do both.
Yeah, we'll do both.
He can do both.
And I mentioned Greg also later this morning.
I forgot to get a hold of
Brian Posehn's going to phone the program.
Because KISS opened up America's Got Talent last night.
KISS.
Did rock and roll all night.
Cool.
One of the deep cuts.
They're digging deep.
Yeah.
And they didn't win. I thought for sure they'd win.
They should have. Well, they are the hottest band on the planet.
They are.
Simon didn't give them that.
Nope. They let them play the whole song.
It was on this date in 1974.
Yeah, three X's.
Right. Like, you asked us to be here.
What happened in 74?
The New York heavy metal group
KISS
released its self-titled debut album.
Yeah.
And the Wichita, world was never the same.
Wichita tonight?
Tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night,
Wichita.
I saw a little video of David Lee Roth, too, and in his defense, the creepy part about it is the way he just moves around the stage anymore. He just kind of moves around like your drunk uncle, you know. But he's in shape. He's in shape. And he's not hitting the high notes, but he's got the band rocks. I saw the Van Halen set list, and he plays all Van Halen songs, 10 of them or so, and he plays Just Like Paradise and Just a Gigolo for solo stuff. And he's kind of crooning his lyric, so it isn't like it's 1978 anymore, because that's a tough voice to have. But it didn't sound bad. It didn't sound bad at all.
Oh, yeah. Look at you
played Running with
the Devil. His set list rocks.
You really got me. Beautiful Girls, Unchained, Panama, Jamie's Crying, Tobacco Road, Running with the Devil, Just Like Paradise, Ain't Talking About Love, Just a Gigolo, and Jump.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great show.
And like I said, the band rocked, and they have a couple guys singing their higher notes, you know?
That's a lot of Van Halen stuff.
Yeah. Well, that's why he's there.
Yeah,
all but two.
Yeah.
Not three. Tobacco Road.
I think KISS was smart to do that. Why not? Just to give a lot of, you know, people like KISS, like Van Halen.
Yeah,
not Eddie, but, you know.
That's probably 45, 50 minutes on stage.
Hey, it's better than some other crap.
Oh, sure.
Mm-hmm. Think about it, you know.
I saw Royal Crown Revue open up for KISS on the reunion tour.
Really?
Those guys got booed.
They did, really?
Yeah. Like a swing band.
You can't do that. I'm sure they're fine, but that's not what people want to see, you know.
People
got to give some sort of the genre's got to be close to what
that
you do.
That happens too much.
You got the genre's got to be close to what you do.
Compatible to what you do.
I don't even care if it's a baby band, but make sure the genre is close. You know,
just make sure that your fans would probably like the band.
Right.
Don't show us how cool you are by bringing a DJ or Kanye.
Now, remember, we saw the what they called the Ripkins. They're two brothers, and they opened up for Motley Crue down in Wichita. They were excellent. And they were kind of punk, hard rock. And they call the Ripkins or something like that.
Yeah, Cal and Billy.
Yeah.
Right.
And they,
Baltimore Orioles.
It was a fielding clinic.
Yeah, they were digging ground balls on stage. It was great.
Crowd loved it. Did you see him get that last one?
I don't know, but it was like, it was a baby band that didn't have any hits, but they were really good, though.
I remember them.
They were really good. That's who we brought on stage.
No,
we came off after them. I forgot.
We brought on the tape that brought them on.
Yeah, we brought on the tape that brought
them
on.
That's what we do. Right. Like, I remember when we brought on Howie Mandel. We didn't bring on Howie Mandel. We brought on the musical act before him.
Well, I remember that Howie still has that, he doesn't like to touch people.
Right.
He fist bumped us. Remember that? He did do that.
Yep.
Yeah.
But he's very open now about his ADHD and his OCD.
Yeah.
He's a little more upfront about that. He didn't have gloves on, but you're right, he did fist bump us.
Right.
And I'm curious if there's any science to back that OCD people who wear, germaphobes, if they wear the rubber glove, do they actually get sick less often?
Well, yeah, if your hands are clean, you probably do get less,
Yeah, but there's got to be some science to back that.
I kind of enjoy it.
Well, the question is whether you end up touching yourself with that same glove on.
Yeah, and your face, that's true.
Yeah, you got to take that glove off.
Yeah. Can't touch your face.
You got to go through a lot of gloves.
Fist bump, can you still get dirty, nasty knuckles?
Yes. Mm-hmm. It would stand to reason.
Well, you have to rub your fist together. It's probably a little better than that. Shaking hands is really, you're ripping somebody's hand.
Well, they say that even hitting the elevator buttons with your knuckle, not good enough.
Yeah.
So it'd be along the same lines.
So I'm knuckling the elevator last night.
You know that's right.
So if he's staying in a hotel.
Going down.
Yeah, he's probably got to go wipe down everything.
You can knuckle the elevator. Yeah. Oh, no, you can elbow the thing. Your elbow doesn't touch anything.
Right, you know? You're not going to rub your face with your elbow.
That you can't. It's impossible.
I'm not a germaphobe, but I will, at my gym, there's a separate, bathroom area away from the locker room. And I use the little kick plate coming out of there. I just kick the door open and then go out and wash my hands. Yeah. You know?
No, don't touch the doorknob.
Yeah. The bathroom door in the locer room in the men's.
Well, we're not germaphobes. We just don't want colds.
Yeah, I just don't want to be sick.
Yeah, I'm not worried about,
How he kept a spare glove on his head.
Yeah, he did. I was going to ask him about that. Does he still try that? Or at his age, you want to blow out a blood vessel in his brain, you know?
But I wear gloves when I'm working out in the biocontainment unit at the University of Nebraska Medical Center.
Good.
Todd's got
good.
A second Thank gig
you.
There.
Yeah. I hope you leave them there.
Yeah.
I run the gym there.
Well, today's the day that you need to get on it. But 9 o'clock this morning, 10 a.m. Eastern, is when you can start getting registered to get your free tickets for the White House Easter egg roll. It's going to be going on April 13th, but your lottery is scheduled to open today, or people hoping to get tickets can register to get them starting at 9 a.m. Central Time.
Not a first-come, first-served thing.
That is correct. The lottery will close the 24th of this month. Winners will be notified via the email.
He loves children, too.
In early March. So get your Easter egg roll hunt things, White House Easter egg roll tickets today or whenever they come in.
I always dread Easter.
We don't do anything. Yeah. So
Do you dread Easter?
It's a pain in the ass.
Like
with
holidays,
what do you have to do?
We put candy all over the place.
Yeah, I used to have to do that.
Right. Presents.
I used to wake up early and seed the yard. I had to do that all the time.
A holiday of obligation. You got to buy crap for the kids. You probably got to do a family get together.
That's the part which
sucks. Candy.
I like the deviled eggs.
None of us are religious. None of us go to church.
I don't even know when Easter is. I mean, the Fat Tuesday is coming up, right?
It's a Sunday.
Yeah, it is a Sunday.
Yeah, it'd be 6 weeks after Fat Tuesday.
Don't care.
Yeah, we color the eggs.
Is today Fat Tuesday? Because tomorrow's Ash Wednesday, I think.
That can't be.
Nah, it might be next week.
I celebrate Fat Tuesday every Tuesday.
I hate those religious floating holidays because I can't keep track of them.
How about we just hate holidays?
Well, Easter.
Yeah.
Don't hate, Christmas is not a floating holiday.
No. Jesus was born the 25th. We all know that.
Jesus was a Pisces.
Right.
He said the J word and you didn't click the button.
Oh, I know.
That's good. Don't do that.
Suck it, Jesus.
No, that's just wrong.
Suck it, Pisces.
That is just wrong.
Leave me hanging.
When is Easter?
Hopefully Palm Sunday is April 5.
Hopefully the
Easter
baseball
is April 12.
Okay. Yeah, 6 weeks. You got 6 weeks of Lent. 6 weeks of people pretending to give stuff up.
Catholics.
You've got 6 weeks of Lent.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry on.
Hope they give up pedophilia for 6 weeks.
For a whole 6 weeks?
I think the church should give up pedophilia for a whole 6 weeks. Call me crazy, but that'd be a tough one.
You're crazy.
All right. Well, that's a good challenge, though. That's my next internet challenge for the Catholic Church. A pedophilia-free Lent.
Yes.
Let's see if you can do it.
Not one.
We'll be walking around on edge.
Yep.
Right. You got a week and a day to get all your pedophilia in.
Right.
And you got to stop for 6 weeks.
Boy Scouts are going bankrupt because of it. Come on.
That doesn't mean they're going away, though.
Nah.
Bankruptcy just means bankruptcy. Right. That means they don't have to pay their bills.
Right. They can still play with boys in the Boy Scouts?
I suppose.
Some of them? Okay. The bad ones?
Yeah. It's not going to stop. Mm-hmm. No.
Sorry, we're just against pedophilia. You could yell at us all you want, but that is the hill we'll die on. Those guys are ridiculous with their anti-pedophilia stuff.
It's very controversial.
Fat Tuesday is next Tuesday.
Okay, 1 week from today.
Get drunk that night.
I will at the Kiss show.
Yeah, oh, that's right. That's Kiss.
Bring some beads.
Yeah. That was the first time I was ever in the same room as an exposed breast. Was the first time I saw Kiss.
Was that
like freshman in high school?
That was Paul Stanley's boobs. You're always hanging out. His nipples are out every show. Oh, a woman!
Yeah,
oh, woman.
Yes, there was like some that. Lady that was like flashing before the show started.
Like, you were in high
Whoa,
school.
Whoa, we saw one. Cool. Yeah, my friend.
Cool, man.
Just one.
Well, I guess, but a pair. Yeah.
Were they worth it?
No, they weren't that. You know.
Yeah.
You can't really.
But they were some.
Play. Yeah.
The first ones are great.
Right.
Well, the first several.
Right.
And then it's only marginally less than that afterwards.
Yeah, I hold up Ryan for his first boobs, Todd's oldest.
Very good.
Yep.
He was 26.
Nope. He was 10 or 11. It was ZZ Top show, and I picked him up, held him up, said, "You got to check these bears out."
Thanks, Uncle Mike.
Well, Todd couldn't do it. He got yelled at. And Todd's...
And you don't care if you get yelled at.
It was cute when I did it.
Right.
Yeah, that's the uncle's job.
Yeah.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And Todd was so worried about not getting yelled at.
Well, he wasn't thinking about it, holding a 10-year-old up at a concert to see boobs.
Right. Never really.
I might have been drinking that day, too, by the way.
Didn't really cross my mind.
I don't think that's it.
Ryan's happy it crossed yours.
Right.
Well, ceiling fans, the ceiling fan sold at Lowe's has to be recalled because the blades will fall off.
Oh. Whoa.
Oh.
I thought you were talking
That's
about...
That's a problem.
So the helicopter comes down and just chops your head off?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be dangerous. They get moving.
Hundreds of blades have either broken off or completely left the fan. Some customers have been hit by the blades.
That would suck.
Are they big?
48 inches.
Jeez. Yeah, that could hurt you.
Well, the fans are 48 inches.
Yep.
So
I would have been blamed for that at my house. I installed the ceiling fan in our room. If they would have been like, "Oh, it must be a product defect." This is why I don't attach things to the walls.
Yeah, I did that twice when we moved into our house. Put one in our bedroom and in the kids' bedroom, and they're both still there.
Yeah,
I'm shocked.
Yeah, I couldn't believe when I went after putting it in. When I went to flip the switch, I thought there was just going to be an explosion. It worked. I was like, "Whoa!"
See, that's why listeners say we brag about macho stuff because it's puss. I'm putting in a ceiling fan.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, come on!
It's electricity. I'm not going to touch it.
It's three wires and a couple screws.
You paint?
I do paint, but you know, it's because I learned how to do it, and I hate every second of it.
The only macho thing I did this weekend was watch a bunch of televised sports.
Yeah.
That's about as macho as I got.
Yeah.
The CDC ANP says just 4 months into the flu season, influenza has struck between 22 and 31 million people in America.
Because idiots won't get the vaccination. I see it on Facebook every day.
More than 200,000 have been hospitalized. At least 12,000 patients have died of influenza. Heavy flu activity reported in 47 states, with the rate of infection among children and young adults higher than usual. Get vaccinated, morons.
Not too late.
The problem I have is when these parents don't let their kids do it, and the kids don't know what to do, so they're just being kids. And then the kids die.
Yeah, well, kids that are old enough to know better. It puts them in a dilemma.
Right.
You know, I'm going to go get vaccinated behind my mom's back.
Right.
That you have to say that.
Right. Yeah, but even then, I don't think you can do that until
Unless
you're 18.
They
have to sign off on it.
Yeah.
Then you've already been through the petri dish of high school.
Right. You admit your mom is back. That's a petri dish.
Yeah, it is.
Out of California, they're a retiring agriculture commissioner in Sonoma County says that more small farms will start dedicating at least some of their land for legal cannabis growing to offset declining prices for both of their main products, wine and dairy.
In the morning.
They say the federal legalization of hemp even helping remove some of the stigma surrounding cannabis among naturally conservative farmers, and they are realizing it's just another crop. They estimate the per acre value, and this is just in Sonoma County specifically that he's talking about.
Right.
He says the per acre value of Sonoma County cannabis nearly 500 times higher than wine grapes in 2019. It takes far less land and water to make a return on investment.
Yep, you know what that means.
It means I'm going to smoke a lot of weed tonight.
Yeah, but we got to shut it down, Craig.
Yeah. Because
you know it's going to go the other way. Eventually, it's going to be illegal again everywhere. And that's the hill you got to die on.
Yeah. Well, eventually,
every state can't do it. Oh, they will, and we won't.
We're going to have to outlaw balconies, because when you smoke weed, like I smoked some weed last night, jumped off the balcony again.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. Well, at least you got a trampoline underneath you there, so you can just jump back right up on the balcony.
His bedroom balcony is 4 feet to the ground.
Oh, no, it's about 10 feet, but I have a pit.
Yeah, you have a pit.
I have a pit right below it.
A ball pit.
Excuse you start smoking and Christy just starts blowing up the inflatable landing pad for you. Uh-oh.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Know how this ends.
One of those stuntman pads?
Yeah.
Yeah. I know how this ends.
If she was smart, she'd just put a trampoline down there that would just pop you right back up to the balcony.
That's a great set,
No, the stuntman pads are the best.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it takes a lot to reinflate those.
I know.
Well, if you just put out the facts are that people do jump off buildings all the time.
For instance, the people have to practice the skateboard tricks. They have this foam pit.
They do.
That would be cool.
That would be cool.
Except you got to climb out. I think I'd rather a trampoline.
And I think when they
just
practice,
shoot me right back up to the
climbing out would suck, but it would still be fun.
Yeah, it would.
I would never learn how to do the trick. I would always just do that. I could just take off on the skateboard. That's all I could do.
Right.
I did 5 flips. Where's the skateboard? Yeah. Doesn't matter. I'm in the ball pit.
I did 5 flips.
I suppose we could build a big pond. Because that's what they do when...
but that's going to hurt more than a ball. Yeah. Water would hurt more hitting than that ball. I've seen that.
Right.
I've seen them practice those things.
When they practice the big aerial tricks with skis, that's what they use. Is it's summertime, it's just a slick surface and a pond underneath, so it softens the landing. Yeah,
then you'd have to be sober enough to swim.
Yeah, you're right. I'm with him. Go drunk off the skateboard and hit the ball pit.
Yeah,
what's the point of practicing your skateboard without,
being drunk?
That.
Or high, really high, be tough to swim too. I'm
guessing.
Don't
know what you're talking about.
You guys tell me. I never swam high.
You will.
I've been drunk in a fucking rugby lately.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler.
And thank you for listening to the podcast.
Please take a second to tell us how much you like the podcast.
And don't forget to comment.
Thanks again. On to the next podcast episode.